Hello?
Hey Chris, this is Brooke.
Hey Brooke, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I am driving, so I didn't answer the call, but I'm still driving and I just thought I would pick up.
No, that's totally fine. Thank you for giving a call back about it. I am so sorry I didn't realize that there was a background noise when we were discussing about a bit about your details. So I'm sorry about that. If you would have mentioned, I would have gone to a secluded place and been talking peace. Sorry about
that.
Yeah,
it was our call itself it was a bad connection with our call itself, and then a lot of background. And
might
I was just
possible.
Like, oh gosh, I typically don't bitch about stuff like this, but I just felt that you were too busy, you had a lot going on, and I don't know.
Oh, no, not at all. Not going a lot at all at the moment. I was looking forward for your email reply, which I got today, because I remember your father was on another line, I guess, some medical line. He was, ordering something which you did already order. So that is why you said that I'll be giving you a call back after I get free from that call. But I was expecting your call back, but didn't receive it. So, not a big deal. Glad that we connected.
I just got too busy.
No, not
just
a big
crazy
problem.
Right now.
I understand that problem. Not a big problem at all. We can obviously work through this and get this thing started. You received my email with the package details, which I already sent you, and about Glimnatic website that you said that you will be looking forward for something similar to that because you like the overall design of it, right? So, in regards to that, you did see my email in regards to the package details. Do you have any questions regarding it so far?
Well, Chris, I have to apologize. I saw the email, but I did not review the email because my life has been a little bit crazy. So let me review it when I get home. And, then I'll give you a call. I got to figure this out because my budget right now is pretty much shot.
What kind of budget are you looking forward to?
Oh gosh, it's shot. It's just,
give me a number.
I was at 800.
Yeah, so I gave you a package. Yes, I gave you a package which was for $799, so that was well within your budget. Because I remember we discussed on the very same day, I had this package of $1,199. I added up the discount on it. It was getting you everything which you require for now, okay, for your business. And I gave you a discount on that and brought down the price to $799, which was well within your budget. So I have mentioned that price on the
The budget has changed because of all of my packaging and everything I've had to order. I just kind of spent my budget for the website on boxes and everything from China. So I don't have answers right now because I'm just trying to think, oh my gosh, where am I going to get money for this?
Understand your point because there are these kind of issues whenever you're working towards setting up a complete full-fledged business and allowing it to run on online presence different where. You can tell me what will be your comfortable budget to do this thing, do this website, and you can give me your billing zip code. If I see if I have any vouchers on me right now, I can reduce down the price if that's possible. If you can just give me a number, what will be your workable budget?
So my budget, which is your cheapest package? Because I know the $799 is really what I want. I'm just wondering, can I start with a basic and then upgrade?
I'll tell you. What you can do is, even if you want to, start off with the cheapest one. But the reason I'm telling you the $799 one would be getting you everything is because if you get for the cheaper package as well, you will get a website for that, but you will not get everything which is required as of now. So as a nice gesture, what we can do is we can split the payment in half, okay? So we can take 50%, okay, as an advance to start off with the work. And once the project is all completed and once you're having some finances at your end to provide us with the second installment, you can do it at your ease. Would that be fine with you?
So if we could do $300 deposit and then I just pay it off when it's done.
That is Let me see. Just can you give me our billing zip code over here real quick?
So 399, that would be 400. It's 98026.
98026. Okay, let me just see. So it's the zip code of, like, Edmonds, Washington, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give me one moment. Let me see. You can start off at that. Okay. It's like 399. Okay. Yes, we can start off at like 399 if you want to do that, okay?
I said 300.
You said 300?
Yeah. Okay. 300, I start at 300, and then I pay off the balance when it's done.
Is it possible for you to, like, take it up to, like, 399? Is it possible?
It's just
99 more.
Yeah, but that 99 right now is stretching.
I totally hear you out, okay? I understand that. I know these kind of, like, situations occur. It's not that something that you cannot do it, but yes.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
So if I do $399, then I could use 2 credit cards?
Yes, you can, surely.
Okay. Because I'm like, honestly, my brain is like trying to figure out which credit card has what right now.
No, we can like take like $399 into like 2 parts as well from 2 credit cards, so that won't be a big problem.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, so when would you be reaching home, by the way?
I'm going to be home within a half hour.
Within a half hour? Okay, so how about, like, I give you a call back in, like, 35 minutes, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay, great. I'll be giving you a call from the same number then, okay? You drive safe.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.